Most now, they used to chop something like oak or something and put on there.
Yeah.
Now, it would burn a long time, depending on how big it was.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, when we got used to that wooden heater, we moved. And my mother would have the wooden heater. And usually, just take a long plank or something and just put it in there and then keep push stuff in there. And it would burn all night long. But you have to watch, because it burns so far and then it will fall down, so you keep it pushed up in the heater. So we had to fire all night long that way.
Did y'all have those things that you put wood on? What you call them? Is them? In the fireplace?
Nuh-uh.
Did you ever see them in the fireplace? You know, they put the wood on these kind of metal things?
Right. We didn't have those.
Yeah.
You, like when you get ready to start a fire, you take two long pieces of wood and lay in there. Then, put your pan up under there
mm-hmm.
and start your fire, and then put your wood on top. And as it burns down, so you then you can lay your wood on top of the old coals and stuff like that.
Now, cleaning out the fireplace, you had to get all those
coals and everything out.
Ash, yeah.
Right.
When it burned down.
Right. And my mother used to take some of the ash, you could bake potatoes and stuff like that.
Really?
And she also made hominess on it
yeah.
the whole way.
Yeah, what kind of, how would she make that? Do you remember?
No.
That was live hominy or?
Hominy
you talking about?
About, like, come off of corn and stuff.
Uh-huh.
She made the whole way.
Be puffed up?
Right. My grandmother, used to help her make her. She lived not too far from her.
Yeah.
And make hominess and baked potatoes and make lye soap out in the wash pot and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Emma, what about the things you had in the house to sit in, all that sort of thing? Did you have a lot of?
No, we had one of those old chairs. It wasn't a refrigerator. You can put ice in it
uh-huh.
and it'll keep about 3 or 4 days. She had one of those and she had one chest of drawers.
Okay.
And one shiver row.
Yeah.
And we had three beds, and both of those had Feathertick mattress on it.
Yeah.
And it had four Feathertick pillows and one cotton, and which she still got.
Cotton, yeah.
She had one cotton pillow, and she made it, just from scrapping cotton and stuff like that.
Mm.
And she had Feathertick pillow. And mattress too. Seem like when you get in, like the bed go up or something, sinking, somebody get on one end. We had those too.
Yeah. Now, did you have like a long piece of furniture, a long piece that the two people could sit in with cushions on it? Would you have something like that?
No.
That's a.
So, now we call them love chairs. No, we didn't have them.
Yeah,
didn't have a sofa. I think, I was in this third grade when we first got our first television. And my mom bought her first living room set.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the third grade, I believe.
You mean her first living room set?
Set, yeah.
Set of furniture.
Furniture. Because after we moved, what my father and my mother was making was just enough, send us to school and also pay the bills and pay groceries. And we also was renting during that time. And it took everything right there.
Yeah.
And so later on, my oldest brother got a job working after school, raking yards and stuff like that. And with all of us pitched in and got different jobs, and I got a job babysitting for our neighbor.
Yeah.
And she always paid me $3 or $4 for babysitting a week, And we just saved up. And this time my mother got a first living room.
Now, the three rooms in the house, what
would
they use for?
We had what we call a living room.
Okay.
And one bedroom and the kitchen.
Okay. Did y'all have enough rooms for everybody to sleep in?